You're going to love my new bras and panties. I got two beautiful lacy pink bras and five pairs of cute panties. And they're all pink. I thought that would be a nice change. I mean, it's just so cute. Because you're literally talking to me a couple nights ago about how you want to see me in pink. About how you want to force me to dress up like a girl. And here I am, taking that away from you too. I don't want you to have that privilege. I don't think you deserve any privileges today. It's just another thing that I can have that you can't. Another thing that you can give me. And that I will take. Got a beautiful light pink bra cupping my tits, and his hands are going to fondle it, and his lips are going to trace it where the beautiful curves of the lace meet my white soft breasts, and he's going to slide the straps over my shoulder. And he's going to unbuckle the back. And then another man is going to suck on your girlfriend's tits. And he's going to use his tongue to trace my fucking nipples. And he's going to suck on parts of me that you haven't seen for weeks now. Does that hurt a little, baby? And to know that somebody else is not only getting your possession, somebody else gets to see me when you can't. It's not just the fucking, is it? It's just the fact that he gets to see me. That he actually gets to see what I fucking look like. And these cute panties that my boyfriend bought. And he gets to smell me. Not just my hair, not just my sweat. He gets to smell my pussy before he tastes it. I know you want that too. I know you need it. And I'll bring it back for you. But not until somebody's really used me. Not until my favorite fuck bends me over his fucking couch, pushes my legs apart with his knees, and rubs his cock on me and my clit. You have no idea how much I need this. You have no idea fucking badly I need to get fucked. You haven't come in so long. I haven't been fucked since about the same amount of time. And you know that won't do. God, I need it. And you can't give it to me. You're not even fucking here. And even if you were, we both know that's not good enough. And we both know that I wouldn't be completely fucking satisfied. So why don't you keep your dick locked up for me for the next little while? I mean, if I could get the same amount of pleasure, whether you're locked up or not, what's the point of letting you have that freedom? What would it symbolize if I let you have that? Would I be benevolent and merciful? I don't know. It might just be weakness. We know how I feel about that. I consider it quite a power move to lock up your fucking useless, small dick. I don't want you to feel too badly. I mean, I will use it. We both know that I'll use it. I can't help myself. I just need it so much. I need any dick. And if this is what you offer, I'll take it. But I'm gonna help myself to something better in the meantime. The kind of dick that'll make me scream. The kind of dick that will make me come countless times, make me fucking lose track of what astral plane I'm on. Joshua. Joshua. That's not your cock. It's never been your cock. Maybe it never will be. Maybe we'll never get to a point where you can please me like other people have. Maybe we'll never get to a point where all I can think of is you shoving your cock inside of me. I mean, I like it. But would we get to a point where I come back to Ontario and I fantasize about your dick instead of the one that's in this town? Instead of the one that's a couple streets away? No. I don't think that we will. How could we ever get to a point where I fucking miss that little cock? You're so soft. And I mean, it's cute and sweet and innocent. But it's not a threat, and it doesn't hurt in all the right places, and it doesn't stretch me like I need to be stretched, and it doesn't go deep like I need it to fucking go deep. I'm so horny, Joshua. I'm so fucking horny, baby. I need this so much. I need this so fucking much. I'm happy I can share it with you, and that I can send you pictures, and I'm happy that I will send you befores and afters. Maybe, if we're fucking lucky, I can send you a during, although that would be hard to swing with a threesome. I don't think, I don't know if there's another girl involved. Chances are she's not going to be wanting, videotape for somebody else's sex life, but I'll have tomorrow, too. I don't know, I could really have a threesome. I could have one person sucking my tits and I could have somebody else actually fucking me. I could have a pussy on my face and I could have the perfect dick, balls deep in me tonight. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's crazy. Oh my God, Josh. I'm such a slut. Yeah. I don't know. I've been having really super gay thoughts recently. Really super gay. I fucking had a dream last night. I'm such a slut. I had a dream last night about, my brother's girlfriend. And I can't even, she was such a bad kisser and I had to teach her to kiss in my dream. That's not good, is it? I might be a super slut. Oh. I love it. And you're just this sweet little boy is keeping his dick locked up for me and you're turning down all of the other bitches that want it. And you're so cute and you're so sexy and you're all for me. And you're gonna be locked up. I'm gonna take your dick away from you, okay, love? I just wanna keep it. I just want to have you all to myself. And I want to be able to be free and satisfied. I want so many mouths right here where my finger is. I want to have so many tongues licking that slit that divides me. I'm focusing on my clit. And I want to have so many pairs of eyes looking up at me, checking to make sure that I'm satisfied and that their goddess is happy with their work. And if they're not, you know that I will tell them to do it differently. You've been there. I've told you to go slower and really make out with my cunt. Have it be really meaningful and soft and gentle. Fucking feel everything. And I've grabbed your hair and really encouraged you to fucking go for it. And suck and push and lick and fucking finger me so good. And do amazing at that, baby. You're so fucking good at going down on me. I'm so thankful. Because if you couldn't even do that, I think we both know we'd have problems. I need you to eat me out again. I need your face right here, where it belongs, between my legs, covered in my slimy cunt, and tasting your goddess's pussy and loving it. You have such a good look on your face. I know that's where you belong. Right here with me. I can't wait for you to taste it after somebody else has fucked me. It's interesting because I don't know if I prefer the idea that you're tasting them inside of me. Or you're just tasting a used pussy. It's so hot either way. I'm just feeding my sweet baby his leftovers. Mwah. I love you, baby. I'm gonna have some fun now. I promise I'll have a good time. My pussy's clean. I'm showered. Ugh. I'm gonna go get high. I'm gonna fuck the best dick. And I hope you touch yourself to this multiple times. I really want you to send me some photos tonight of just how hard you get listening to my voice. You wanna know how much you spent today? How much money you spent so that your girlfriend will feel sexy when somebody else fucks her? And you want to know how much it costs for these tits to bounce while somebody else's dick's inside me when they are wrapped in this cute pink lace? Just for that visual in your head, just so that you can know exactly what I look like when somebody else fucks me. You want to know how much that costs you? Besides your fucking dignity. Oh, baby. Besides any respect that anybody could ever give you, if I told them. You know I want to tell them, don't you? You know I want to talk about it. And I want to tell everyone just how much of a fucking desperate little boy I have under my control. And just how much he'll do for me, because he loves me, and he thinks I'm sexy, and he wants me to feel sexy. 108 dollars. It's no small fucking fee. It's a lot. I was thinking about it, and since I started dating you, anytime I buy new underwear or new bras, you buy me new underwear and new bras. It's my boyfriend, and I love the idea that you don't even get to see them first. Every time it happens, somebody else fucking sees me in it before you do. I think that's really beautiful. I'm very happy I get to share this with you. $108, oh my god. It's a lot, but fuck, is it worth it? You're really gonna like some of the shit I bought? Some of the shit you bought? They're so cute. I cannot wait to sit on your face in these new panties. I want you to get them as wet as I get them with your tongue. And they'll be sandwiched between your mouth and my cunt, and we're really gonna christen them. And you know what they're gonna taste like, don't you, baby? They're gonna taste like ownership. They're gonna taste like you've got a goddess who knows how to use you. And you've got a girlfriend who knows how to destroy you so that no one will ever be able to own your cock again. And no one will ever be able to touch your fucking heart the way that I have. Because no one will understand you like your fucked up nympho girlfriend does. And you're mine for that reason. And you're not coming because I don't want you to. And I'm coming so many times because we both want me to. You cannot wait to see your dick in real life. You can't wait to laugh at it. After seeing such a nice, perfect cock, I'm gonna come home to that. That thing that you're playing with right now. Barely a dick, Joshua. It's not gonna make me feel good. We both know how fucking hard you need to work to make me feel anything from it. It's ridiculous, baby. Well, I hope you enjoyed practicing with your hand. I am gonna go practice with a real human being, a real fucking cock. Somebody who wants to have sex with me, somebody who wants to kiss me, and somebody who can do a damn good job at all those fucking things. And you can stay in your room, behind a tiny curtain, staying quiet so that your roommate doesn't hear. If you knew what I did to you, how would you explain that? How would you explain it to anybody? There's very few people in the world who will understand the power that you give me. And just how merciless it makes me become. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'll tell you all about what a real dick feels like. How satisfied my pussy can actually be. Because you know I've kind of forgotten. It's been at least a week and I just don't think that I can go much longer without a cock. So I'm all shaved up and I'm ready and I'm gonna go and do sexy things with somebody who can fuck me right. And I'll be really smiley the whole evening. I've been smiling the whole fucking day. I'm so excited. Bah. Okay. I love you. Please keep texting me and telling me how much you love me. And I will just talk to you tomorrow. I hope your balls are really sore. I hope they're frustrated. And I hope you are conflicted and aroused. That's a perfect combo. I love you, baby. Good night.